You're listening to the Merry Podcast of MyMerryChristmas.com.
It's the Merry Little Podcast.
Hello, Jeff Westover here, Chief Merrymaker at the Merry Forums of MyMerryChristmas.com. And this is the Merry Little Podcast, a light version of our regular podcast, guaranteed to be sugar-free, gluten-free, fat-free, music-free, and copyright-safe for those who really care. And it's a preview of sorts for the real deal, which we still call the Merry Podcast, exclusively online now at MyMerryChristmas.com for premier members and for those lucky enough to have access to Kringle Radio, our year-round commercial-free stream of 24/7 Christmas music and programming. On this, the second episode of the Merry Little Podcast, we're talking Christmas in July and why you need to get your jingle on right now. After 25 years of doing this, we can tell you without even opening our eyes, not only when Christmas begins for folks, but who it begins for. And right now, just as we're heading out of the month of June and into the merry month of July, we know we're looking at a favorite time of the year for us because that's when the real Christmas lovers are amongst us. You see, it works like this. For much of the world, Christmas is exclusively in December. That's when the crowds flock to our websites, and we're busy as all get out. We're doing interviews with the media. We're dealing with questions from the kids and helping them with their homework for school projects. And generally, we're sharing what's hot about Christmas with the world. And the world listens, especially in those last few days as we track Santa around the world as only we can. November is a pretty busy month, too. It's full of the Christmas curious, the newbies who come to our sites because they have Christmas on their minds. We enjoy this fresh-faced crowd a great deal because every year a few of them end up hanging out with us well after Christmas has left us. January, believe it or not, is a pretty awesome Christmas month, too. It's Christmas for those who work Christmas or for those of an international flavor who tend to celebrate it traditionally. The world Christmas, as you know, follows the traditional 12 days of Christmas, which always comes after Christmas Day. From February through the end of May, well, that's when it's loneliest for the year, for the year-round Christmas fan. People just look at us cross-eyed for even mentioning Christmas during these months, and we kind of huddle by ourselves there on the Merry Forums and don't have a lot of visitors. We're the ones who still have our lights up and on for St. Patrick's Day, and we might even have an egg-shaped ornament or two on our Christmas tree come Easter. We reach a point where people can't tell if we just can't let it go or if we just really begin really, really early. But then June comes. School is out, the heat is on, and that, for whatever reason, signals that it's family reunion time for Christmas lovers. Folks just start showing up on the Merry Forums. And by mid-July, we're in full Christmas mode, celebrating Christmas in July and through October. It is a high-energy time of making plans, talking Christmas, and sharing everything that is exciting about Christmas. It's just an awesome time of the year. Well, where do all of these people go come November? Well, they're still around a little bit, but truth be told, our most loyal listeners and site users are actually out celebrating Christmas in November and December, and we naturally excuse them. We know how important it is, after all. So if you're just tuning in now to us, it's a great time of year for Christmas celebration and for brotherhood. You should come on over to the Merry Forums and join the party. We'll kick it off with a new episode of the Merry Podcast, this time featuring the countdown of all countdowns, as we examine Christmas chart busters as it comes to Christmas music. We count down the top 10 best-selling Christmas songs of all time, and I know you're thinking that you could guess them, but I'm telling you right now, this list is full of surprises. That episode of the Merry Podcast takes about sometime over the 4th of July weekend, but it's really just the beginning of Christmas in July. We have lots of events planned, including a rerun of our show, Tracking Santa, from last Christmas. Now, if you're new to us and you haven't heard this, well, you're in for a treat. Over at our sister site at SantaUpdate.com, we've been tracking Santa continually since 1991, and unlike other Santa trackers, all of our news and coverage comes straight from the source. If you're here on December 23rd or December 24th, you'll hear news updates just like this one.
Tracking Santa around the world. It's Christmas Eve on Kringle Radio.
Greetings once again, everyone. This is your favorite reporter, Elf Red Stocking, checking in from the North Pole News Desk in Europe for SantaUpdate.com. Joining me on the line to talk a little bit more about that test flight of Santa's sleigh is Elf Crash Murphy. Yo, Crash! I hear you had a bit of a rough landing tonight.
Indeed we did, Red, but how did you hear about that? I thought that was classified.
Well, Vern just told the whole world about it on the radio a little bit ago, Crash.
Well, okay, if he did that, I'll just add that he scared the living daylights out of me.
He did? You mean when he landed on his side at about 400 miles an hour?
No, when he cried for his mommy, Red. We couldn't see a thing out there. Snow was blowing so hard it dented my thermos. Total whiteout conditions out there. I'd never been in a storm like that in all my life. We were both crying for Mama.
And you're going out in the weather again when Santa launches.
You bet I am.
Wow. Incredible bravery this Christmas Eve on display from the flight team at the North Pole. For SantaUpdate.com, I'm Elf Red Stocking reporting for the Kringle Radio Network.
You're listening to exclusive coverage of Santa around the world on Kringle Radio. Follow along online at SantaUpdate.com and TrackingSanta.net.
That was news from the North Pole from last Christmas on the 23rd of December, in fact. We begin that early because it is December 23rd here, but it is December 24th in other parts of the world, and the North Pole insists on a worldwide broadcast. For 50 hours, we broadcast the news from the North Pole interspersed with Christmas music, and it's all commercial-free, and it's listened to around the world. You can hear it all for free as we do a replay as part of our Christmas in July celebrations, the 23rd and 24th of July at MyMerryChristmas.com. So if you were too busy last Christmas to catch us on the 23rd and 24th, we know you got lots of time the 23rd and the 24th of July to catch up on what happened last Christmas as Santa made his way around the world. In fact, we're putting together a schedule of other events as well for the 3rd and 4th week of July. It is one of our most favorite times of the year as we get ready for the season ahead. So log on, join in, and get merry with us. For MyMerryChristmas.com, I'm Jeff Westover, wishing you and yours a very Merry Christmas.